The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, GSC Management Company Bahamas, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Stormframe, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
Calling in the air tonight, oh Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life, oh Lord. Can you feel it calling in the air tonight, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Before my friend, but I don't know if you know. grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So glad that you could join us today. If you want to give us a call at some point on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. And also, don't forget, you can call us if you're in the Family Islands toll-free on 242-3020. That's 242-300-5720. And I know I told you guys I would not be with you today. Today is Monday, September 7th. And it is Monday, September 7th, and then it's my birthday. Yeah, that's true. Today is my birthday. I'm 59 today. Not 69. 59 today. 59 today. Next year, I will be a senior citizen. yesterday, I was in Chicago at the Obama Museum Center, and today I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to be visiting the African American Museum today. So that's what I decided I wanted to do for my birthday, and so that's what I'm doing today. By the way, before I go any further, let me express deep condolences to the family of the Honorable Neville Wisdom, who passed away over the weekend. Neville Wisdom, of course, was a former member of parliament, a former cabinet minister, a minister responsible for youth, sports, and culture, a ministry that I once had responsibility for. And so he and I shared some things in common. I always found Neville to be a very affable, engaging, deeply passionate person about the things that he was doing, in particular, modest related to youth sports and culture, and made his contribution indeed. Not just in the political arena, because many young people knew him from his own mentorship in their lives in the area of sports. And so to his family, again, on behalf of my family and the Live family, deep condolences to the Wisdom family on his passing. And by the way, I wasn't the only person celebrating birthdays today or even yesterday. Kendia Dams celebrated a birthday. You know, one of our legendary journalists in the country. And so happy belated birthday to her. Also, Shane Gibson shares this birthday today with me, and I almost always connect on that day, on our birthday. And I asked Tanya McCartney to send me her mom's name, but I know that Tanya McCartney's mom's birthday is today. Y'all remember Tanya McCartney, right? Hi for Tanya. And so her mom, and happy birthday to her mom today. And guess what? Tragically, we lost Stephon Davis, talented artist, to a tragic accident in the U.S. But his birthday was yesterday, the 6th as well. And so his family, again, we extend condolences. But he would have been celebrated. He would have celebrated his birthday around the time of that tragic happening. So today, I want to talk about a number of things that I think can be lessons for us, even as they raise queries for us. Beginning with the very curious response, I thought, of Prime Minister Davis to a question put to him about the government's, whether in fact the government had awarded any contracts for housing in Abaco to the late spy, the Ellis prime minister at the time, felt some kind of umbrage with the fact that he was being asked that question. He wasn't additionally asked the question as to whether Mr. Ellis had received any crown land from the government on that occasion. This was only about housing. And the prime minister, he was being hounded unreasonably about this question because, you know, in his words, where was the evidence to support any of him having been given such a thing? Prime minister then proceeded to say to people, to the members of the press, why don't you ask me about the school feeding program and so forth? He seemed very uncomfortable with the question, which in retrospect seems kind of odd because the government came out and said, listen, we searched the records and no contracts have been issued to Mr. Ellis by the Ministry of Housing. Not any since the Davis administration came to office. And so I say that it's odd because the Prime Minister could have said, without agitation, I'm not aware of any such thing, if that would have been true. Or he said, I'll get the information for you. And then this information could have come forward. But he castigated the press and seemed very agitated about it. And so it prompted me to talk about a couple of things in relation to accountability, transparency, and the way our cabinet system works in the Bahamas. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
You know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/global.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So glad you could join us here today. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. So we're talking, we're using as a backdrop the reaction of the Prime Minister to being asked a question about whether or not the late Mr. Ellis, otherwise known as Spy, who, seen in photos, dressed in PLP garb, for instance, the former parliamentary secretary in the Prime Minister's office, the now member of parliament for North Abaco, Mr. Cornish, whether he had received any government contracts for housing, building houses in Abaco. The Prime Minister was taken aback by the question. He said he's tired of these allegations. He wanted to know what the basis of these allegations were, etc., which was kind of odd to me because they weren't allegations being made. They were questions being raised. The press was asking a question. A question is not an allegation. It's an effort to get an answer. Because if you get the answer, then you could do away with any allegations or any suspicions and that kind of stuff. If you get an answer, and if you're satisfied with the answer. Since that time, the Ministry of Housing has said, and I want to read to you what the Ministry of Housing has said. The Ministry of Housing and Land Reform has completed a review following recent public questions. See, they didn't say allegations. Questions concerning whether the late Warren Ellis was awarded contracts under the government's housing program. Says the ministry has received its contracting records, has reviewed its contracting records covering the period since the Davis administration first took office. There is no record of any contract being awarded by the ministry during that period to Mr. Ellis. There is also no record of a contract being awarded to any company identified in the ministry's records as being owned or controlled by him. Since taking office, and then it goes on to say, since taking office, the Davis administration has expanded the housing program, working with Bahamian contractors and increasing private sector participation through public-private partnerships. This has allowed more Bahamian contractors to take part in the construction of affordable homes and supported the continued expansion of the program. The results can be seen in communities across the country. Bahamian families in Abaco, New Providence, and the Family Islands has received keys to new homes and more homes and housing developments are under construction or moving forward. The ministry's priority is to continue to work, build more homes, and give more Bahamian families the opportunity to become homeowners. Right? So that's the response of the Ministry of Housing. All right? But reality is this. The question itself was raised why. Let's suppose someone unknown to the public had passed away. Would anybody have asked the Prime Minister, does that person have any contracts with the government for housing? No, not any ordinary person. But Mr. Ellis, by virtue of his being known to the police and any number of things associated with him and his relationship with the Progressive Liberal Party and the manner in which he died, the circumstances under which he died, which to this day, no government official has spoken about. A Bahamian citizen gets gunned down in the manner in which he was gunned down, and nothing is said, about the matter. Nothing. Right? But this man's name is elevated to the point where the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the head of the government of the Bahamas, is being asked about it, reacts to it in a manner that was uneasy, and then the government of the Bahamas, well, the Ministry of Housing, finds it necessary to, not the prime minister, the Ministry of Housing finds it necessary to respond. Okay? That's important to note. But that's what happened. What? Like, the prime minister of the Bahamas, who was once leader of the opposition, when he was in opposition, was very active. If you Google, his statements, you Google his videos, you will see him holding, as he ought to have, ministers' feet to the fire, asking all kinds of questions, making all kinds of allegations, making all kinds of statements, because that's his job. He was the leader of the opposition. So obviously he did not believe, as leader of the opposition, that the media, which also hounded Mr. Minnis, whether it was on the Oban affair or the contract issued during the pandemic or the Dorian matter and so forth and so forth. At one point, the prime minister, former leader of the opposition, called for a commission of inquiry into the matters related to the pandemic. Commission of inquiry. Right? So clearly he understood that questioning on the part of the press or questioning on the part of the opposition, that's part and parcel of the democratic system in which that we are. So the uneasiness with which he responded to the question and then suggested to the press what they should ask him. Really? We're doing that now? We're saying to the press, why don't you ask me about this? But you're the press, though. It's a free press. It's an independent press. They don't have to ask us anything they don't want to ask us. They ask us the things they want to ask that they believe is important to be asked. Because in opposition, when Dr. Minnis asked about the, when then leader of the opposition, Philip Davis, asked about this matter and that matter, well, the press could have also, he could have also asked them about all the positive things ministers were doing too, whether it was with respect to scholarships being awarded to students at the College, University of Bahamas, or it was related to the fact that the murder count had gone down, and this was prior to the pandemic and so forth and so forth. But that wasn't of interest to him, and it should not have been. His interest was to hold the government feet to the fire for the things he thought they were not doing being done right. But certainly it's what they should ask. Can't be something that we could fathom in a democracy. Not a maturing one, not a mature one, right? But this question in relation to Ellis, like questions related to Eric Gardner, seems to have hit a nerve. And the prime minister, in a manner I have not seen him since coming to be prime minister, seemed uneasy, uncomfortable, irritated. Okay? But, you know, that it is what it is. All right? Now, the Ministry of Housing's response warrants some scrutiny as well. And when we come back from the break, we'll do just that. Busy Live, I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We're spicing things up this this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. It's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Managing your investments just got easier with our deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust, money at work.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. Undefeated ever since.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Mother, if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call today, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 433-043. That's 439-3043. So the Ministry of Housing put out a statement indicating that its records show that there is no contract that has been awarded to Mr. Warren Ellis, alias Spy, the late, or any company owned by him. So, really, I mean, as to the question, unless you don't believe the ministry, then that might settle the question, right? If you believe the ministry, then he had no contracts. Now, What we are reliably informed is that in Albuquerque was the person responsible for the construction of a number of homes. Right? A number of homes related to government housing. This is what we're informed. We know from employees, he was the one hiring. We know from electricians, plumbers, and people who were basins working on the project, who was coordinating, engaging, and paying people. We know that. Be reliably informed about that. Okay? So maybe someone else got the government, got the ministry's contract. Maybe someone in Grand Bahama got the government contract and was working with Mr. Ellis the Late on those housing projects. Now, if that is true, you government didn't do anything wrong. And yes, you could say that. If that is true, the government would not have done anything wrong, save and except that if the government knowingly structured an arrangement with somebody for Mr. Ellis, then it would have done something. Somebody might say it might have done something wrong. But what would have been done wrong? Mr. Ellis, as far as I'm aware, he's had a number of arrests for very serious crimes. A number of arrests. The police said that he was known to them. And you know what that means when the police say that. He has had a number of cases dropped. Right? Serious charges is dropped. And, but he has no conviction. So, and he got killed. So listen to me now. Mr. Ellis has no conviction. So why would the government be uneasy about saying, well, we do business with him? If it was doing business with him, why would they be uneasy about that? He has no conviction. Okay? Prime Minister said, I'm tired of these allegations being made about whether his government had any business with Mr. Ellis. But allegations against Mr. Ellis don't amount to truth about him. They're only allegations, just as allegations about the government having contracts with him. It's just allegations that irritate the Prime Minister. So if he only had allegations about himself, they don't have to amount to truth. He had no conviction. And this Bahamian man with no conviction got murdered brutally, and no word from the government of the Bahamas that, you know, we don't want this kind of thing happening in our country and have our young men being mowed down this way and so forth. Nothing. But this young man had no conviction. Why? So it means then to me that there is an uneasiness with associating with him for some reason, which might mean that you wouldn't, if he wanted a contract and to do work for the government, you wouldn't want to give him a contract in his name or in the company's name where it was his name. Remember Eric Gardner? Eric Gardner's company, we were told, was not owned by Eric Gardner. He was not the president of the company, yet he could go on the company's account and take off money, though. Okay? This is what happens when you have created a track record of failing transparency and accountability in some respects. People don't even believe you, even if you should be believed. Because they say, well, but in other instances and areas, it was murky, it wasn't so clear, you were evasive, you weren't even willing to answer questions. For instance, we still don't know what happened. The Ministry of Housing has released a statement about whether Mr. Warren Ellis, a man not convicted in the Bahamas of anything, as far as I'm aware, a man who just got brutally murdered, had any contracts with it. Do you know, no statement has been released yet to date about $700 million that was moved to the National Investment Fund. The Guardian, points this out today in its editorial. Nothing about the $700 million. No details about the $265 million. No details about no statement about the $120 million paid for Grand Lucaya. Nothing about what is happening with Grand Lucaya. Nothing about what is happening with Grand Bahama Airport. No statement of what is happening with Grand Bahama Power Company today. But we have a statement about Mr. Warren Ellis and his relationship with the Ministry of Housing. Remember that now, the Ministry of Housing. The government of the Bahamas could do an award contracts and not have to go through the Ministry of Housing. Because the government of the Bahamas today does public-private partnerships that could go through the Ministry of Finance. But the Ministry of Housing says, it's not in our records, so that could be true. What about the government's records? The government didn't say he has no contracts with the government, says the Ministry of Housing. But the government of the Bahamas can do work and issue contracts, not through the Ministry of Housing. It could do so through the Ministry of Finance. Because it does these private public partnerships that actually outside the scrutiny of ordinary government processes. And so I am not doubtful of what the Ministry of Housing says. So the Ministry of Housing says not in its record, this corporation, government agency, entity, et cetera, so forth and so forth. Like, why would the government of the Bahamas should say is the government of the Bahamas has no contract with the late Warren Ellis, the government of the Bahamas. None. And does not know of any companies owned by, controlled by, or affiliated with the Warren Ellis that has any government contract. See, when the public business is public business. It's the business of the people of the Bahamas. There's no part of that business you should wish to anybody. FNM, PFP, DNACY, nobody should wish to hide or obscure or make translucent from the public. It's public business. Right? I should be able to tell you without stuttering. I should be able to tell you without being coy. I should be able to tell you without being cute about your business. Does Mr. Warren Ellis have any contracts with the government of Bahamas? Well, I can't answer that question at the moment, but let me go and check and I'll get back to you. I go and check. No, he does not. Or yes, he does. No, we are a contract that was awarded to so-and-so. We understand that Mr. Ellis may have done some subcontracting work for the blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is, straight up, it is what it is, because the only business we should be doing in the public business is straight up, honest, integrity-driven business. And so explaining to the people, even if they don't agree with you, is what we call accountability. Transparency is, I ain't gonna do it in no kind of manner in which I'm circumventing any process or procedure or rule or anything like that, because I'm doing it straight up. That's the business. This is how we do it. And I want you to see that I'm doing it. That's how good governance is. That's how it works. Right? And so therefore, when you ask the question, you don't have any issue answering the question. You have no issue answering it. You ain't trying to duck the question. You ain't getting upset when nobody asks you the question, because this is government business. The last business anybody should get upset people asking them about is government business. That should make you feel good. Your private business, you might get mad and say, respect your teeth and ask them, why are you asking me about my business? That's my private business. That's what the word private means. It belongs to me, to the exclusion of you. But public business, that's what it means. It belongs to you, to the exclusion of me. Right? And freedom to the public officer to be able to discuss the matter, because it's public business. Your shoulder tensing up. Your brain starting to freeze because you ask public business stuff. And I'm not saying anybody in particular, I'm just saying anybody who is in public life being asked about public business can't, you know. Things go wrong sometimes. Right? Things go wrong sometimes. But it's public business. And there should be a willingness to discuss public business with the public. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. Together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 59. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a number of text here. Let me read for you before we move on. This says, afternoon, I want to give condolences to the Wisdom family and the sport world. I know that he was a kind soul. He took Pauline, Laverne Eve, and Golden Girls, many, many others. So I know he was a good person. Davis Frank Rutherford from L.W. Young. Okie dokie. Understood. This text says, Mr. Lang, you're correct. This is the first time I have seen the PM aggravated. He's always nonchalant. Something is there with the question. Like he was ready to say, you asking me, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, that shake my head, says that text. This text says, they are being exposed little by little, says that texter. This text says, it was noted that Mr. Ellis got crown land from the government, and some of those government houses were constructed on that crown land. Can you build homes on crown land that was awarded to an individual?
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Serious beef, then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun, classic style, big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound kiss and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. Secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number. Add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. Money at work.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors.
26 years. Zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint.
Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows. Proven since 1999. Undefeated ever since.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Walk this road together.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I don't know what happened just now, but sorry about that. But I was saying that the the Prime Minister invoked the Westminster system on saying that it's a representative system. We represent people. If people come to us to advocate for something, then that's our responsibility. If we happen to take a picture and a photo with them, then that's fine. What does a photo mean? On the face of it, that's a logical and rational and reasonable thing for the Prime Minister to say, on the face of it. Because, yes, you may, in the course of your representation, interact with, you may know nothing about their situation or what they're doing. Sometimes you may know, but you may know, but still you may interact with, and so forth and so forth. So that can happen. That is true for certain. But again, in the case of Mr. Ellis, what is even the uneasiness in answering any question with respect to him? That's kind of odd. But I wanted to make this point, that the Prime Minister invokes the Westminster system in respect of that question about Mr. Ellis and his being caught in a photo, with Mr. Cornish. But the Westminster system is also a system of accountability, though. The same Westminster system is a system of accountability that would say, if a minister is asked what happened to $700 million that was transferred from the Consolidated Fund to some account for the National Investment Fund, the Westminster system says, you should be accountable. What did the government receive? $120 million for the Grand Ukiah. Same Westminster system says you should be accountable. So we can't invoke the Westminster system when it is convenient for us to do so. If it is a system we have embraced and adopted, we should utilize it and carry it through the entirety of the thing. For instance, would a Westminster system approve of a government in the election, weeks before a general election, purchasing vouchers and putting the name of a candidate on the voucher, and when asked about it, not answer the question? Would a Westminster system do that? Right? So we can't cherry pick with these systems that we are in. We should let the system play itself out in its entirety. We can't decide to only answer a question with regard to $20 million in overtime at BPL and not in relation to details about $265 million spent out of the National Investment Fund. Over expenditure in the beaches and park area, in the travel area, all of those things are being done within the context of a Westminster system that requires, as a fundamental basis of its integrity, transparency and accountability. She said, answering a question in relation to government interaction and arrangements with anybody, because a government should only be doing business that can be exposed to public scrutiny. That's the way it should work. And so there is definitely a level of discomfort as it relates to the government's, as it relates to any perceived government interaction with, participation in, or involvement with a number of characters whose reputations, whose histories have come into serious question. For the sake of good governance, the only way out of that is to be straightforward. Now, if straightforward is unhelpful, then silence will prevail. that's what will happen. I mean, that just makes sense. If to be straightforward about a matter, to be transparent about a matter, to be accountable about a matter is going to be unhelpful, then the next best thing to do is silence. Say nothing. And that in and of itself might say a lot. We have some other text here. Let me read for you. This text says, AZ, why is the FNM and other parties, i.e. the coalition, not coming together and marching on Parliament to demand answers to all those questions you posed? We, as a people, are too passive. I prefer to talk behind closed doors and not agitate for anything. Well, I can only tell you that if the groupings aren't coming together, it's because they don't want to come together. Could only be the only reason why. I don't know. That's as much as I can say. Let's see, we have some more text here. Let me read for you. So I don't know that we've heard the last of this issue about Ellis and his involvement in government contracts. I don't know that to be true. I think because more or less the way it was initially responded to by the PM, and the way it seems to kind of agitation that is not usual for the PM, who is a very, well, has always been a very calm and controlled person insofar as the way he operates in public life is concerned. Texas, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It is said that a man is known by the company he keeps. Everyone in the PLP knew who Mr. Warren Ellis was. As a matter of fact, Mr. Joe Campbell was his attorney in one of his court matters. Yes, I understand that to be. A person who the court needs representation, a person who represents them,
World-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa. Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the Tampa General's global medicine program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Since 1999, Storm Frame Windows has been the name Bahamians trust for authentic, tested, impact-rated windows and doors. 26 years, zero failures during Hurricane Dorian. Somewhere, a hurricane is still filing a complaint. Protect your biggest investment. Call Storm Frame Windows at 325-6633. Storm Frame Windows, proven since 1999. Undefeated ever since.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with meat 35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, in Nassau. And you know that you got bad weather in Nassau. Don't blame me for these drops. There are issues that are causing the drops. So I'm sorry about that. Welcome back to Sea Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. Again, let me explain why is it important who the government does business with? Why is it important that the government doesn't do business with people of ill repute, that the government doesn't do business with people who could not be regarded as fit and proper persons? Why is that important? Well, first of all, because the government establishes that a standard like that in relation to the doing business. Let me tell you why. If I when I was being hired in the government back in 1997. Back in 1997, I got calls from people who said, you know, Chicago, SIB was around your neighbors and other and some of us asking us questions about you. So the government was asking questions about me before I went to work. Where was I going to work? I was going to work in the Prime Minister's office. Now, that's not only for people going to work in the Prime Minister's office. This is for most, many, many places you're going to work in the government. The government would do that kind of due diligence. What, do you have a criminal record? Are you a fit and proper person? Are you an honest person? Are you somebody who could be trusted? So the government says that having you engaged by the government just for a job requires us to know that you are a fit and proper person. Okay? On top of that, if you and many a young man in the Bahamas or young women in the Bahamas or people in the Bahamas know, if you've been convicted or charged for this or that or the next thing, and you come up for a job in the government of the Bahamas, you will be lucky, especially if it's on the permanent and pensionable establishment, you'll be lucky if they take your application once they see your police record. But chances are, you will not get that job. You will not. At best, somebody might put you on something, cleaning the road or doing something of that nature. But you won't get that far. So the possibility of you being able to get a contract from the government, just the average Joe Blow now, with a criminal record or a criminal past or known to the police, being able to do that is slim to none. Slim to none. I remember another young man who was trying to get a job when the government had changed to do something, and he couldn't get the job because he was incarcerated for attempted murder or something of that nature. And then when they discovered that, said, no, can't happen. Can't happen. But so the government itself establishes standard of operation that says that you ought to be a fit and proper person to deal with. Our banking system, the Central Bank of the Bahamas, would not permit you to have a banking license if you are regarded as an unfit and an improper person. So this standard is, so it does become a thing when it appears that the government breaks that standard for particular and specific people who are related parties. That's what happened. When you can have a record, criminal record, or be known in the society generally. Let's be real now. Let's be real, people in the Bahamas. Let's be real. Every drug dealer, every so-called bad boy, isn't somebody who has come before the courts, charged and convicted of something. But we all know their reputation. And we all go around, we might be saying, you know, well, Charlie, you better don't hang out there. Stay away from them or this kind of thing. Only because we are aware of what their choice of living is. I don't want nobody to sleep, man. We live in the Bahamas. Ain't no prime minister, no cabinet minister, member of parliament, and senator and them walking around naive and ignorant about these things. Especially when some of the folks rise to the level that some of the folks rise to. Even the police will pull you on the side and say, no, 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 Lang, you know, you guys, be careful of that one, this one, and the next one. I ain't asking nobody, because when I first became a government minister, the police said, now, I understand you have someone was working with you, blah, blah, in the campaign or something, that, you know, we just know this. I didn't know. But you come to know. Because the standard is, like when you see people who have such reputations can be said or can have multiple millions of dollars in contracts, multiple millions, where a young man with a criminal record who may have earnestly turned his life around could not get on the permanent and pensionable establishment of the government of the Bahamas to make $24,000 a year. It doesn't look like fairness it doesn't look like integrity. It doesn't look like anything above board. Why? Because the standard was set by the government. That's who sets the standard. We could talk about what the Bible says. We could talk about what our society says. But the government sets the standard for who it should be doing business with. And we have had, of late, far too many instances in which people have been caused to question how it is people have come to be awarded substantial contracts by the government of the mines. And that doesn't warrant agitation. It doesn't warrant frustration on the part of the government. It warrants just answers. Just answers. Straight up answers. There are many things which we believe and suspect, in some respect, know in this society, but out of caution, we do not say. We don't say. And let me add to it. Because of the nature of some of the things happening in the Bahamas, it is becoming frightening for people even to raise these points. Let me say it again as clearly as I can. Because of the nature of some of the things that are happening in the Bahamas with respect to some of the characters happening in the Bahamas, people are afraid to raise some of these issues. And that is unacceptable in a country you want to live freely in. Acceptable. It is unacceptable to live that way. And the only way we can do something about that is when our government assures us that in every fiber of its being, it is not interested in perpetuating, supporting, facilitating, or even in the least, giving any comfort to that. That's a reality. Because your children, my children, and everybody else's children, we want them to live in the Bahamas and free and prospering. And it ain't going to happen if we do it in the Bahamas, where you got to be scared now. What you raise, who you raise it with, because you ain't know what's going to happen next. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
South, and suddenly everything stops. No fan, no AC, no cold drinks, no comfort. But it doesn't have to be that way. With 100% financing on generators and solar panels, Bank of the Bahamas will help you keep your home powered and your family comfortable. So don't sweat the next outage. Visit bankbahamas.com today and get the solution you need now. Stay powered with BOB, your bank of solutions.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package. also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star
Nassau. Your next career opportunity awaits. Join the Great Stirrup Key Job Fair on Monday, June 29th and Tuesday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Department of Labor, Carmichael Road. We're hiring certified lifeguards, landscapers, restroom attendants, cooks, assistant cooks, kitchen attendants, beach and yard attendants, environmental managers, assistant safety managers, and more. Bring your resume, passport, NIB card, and police record. Take the next step in your career with Great Stirrup Key.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Send me back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago, I'm your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, "Hi, Shivago. On this same topic, you might not believe it. I became chairman of a government corporation and found to my utter dismay upon my arrival there that the immediate government hired many persons without even obtaining a police record before or after hiring the persons. It was absolutely stunning, and it was not two or three. In fact, some employee files had no documents in at all, beyond belief," says that person. Spot on, it's frightening, says that text. Well, you know, again, the set of standard, the government decides to break the standard, and, you know, that's on the government. But what the public gets left with is a dwindling confidence in the propriety of the system. That's what happens. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Knight, what's up, man?
Good, man. Good. What's up?
Everything all is well, man. I remember doing the, I think this was the 2012 election, when the then prime minister, who was the deputy prime minister, put up the signs with the murders, 460 murders up and under the FNM. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that, yeah.
You remember doing the interview when the reporter asked, they didn't even ask. Prime Minister Davis, he uttered, "Are we about hiding the truth? Are we about hiding the truth?"
Yes,
so,
I remember
again,
that.
In reference to those questions that the reporter asked Mr. Davis about, you know, and he wanted to defer to what he wanted them to ask, "Are we about hiding the truth?" The reporter asked you these hard questions. Is your duty as the prime minister who was elected to answer these hard questions? That's one of the reasons why you were elected.
Yeah.
I'll continue to listen.
Thank you. That's a great point. In fact, you know, this goes back to something I wanted to highlight again today, because I think maybe there's a little bit of catching up being done with it. We have treated the government like this, and we've almost made ourselves believe that if you're the minister in a ministry, the things you are doing in that ministry, you are doing it all on your own. And I want to dispense that myth. I want to dispense that myth. I was a cabinet minister in the Bahamas for 10 non-consecutive years. 10 non-consecutive. My responsibility, as was all my colleagues, was to carry out government policy. Not Shivago line policy, not Tommy Tussie. The government of the Bahamas policy. And so, Shivago, how do you know what the government of the Bahamas' policy is? Well, you can know a couple of ways. One, if the head of the government goes out and publicly says, this is the policy of the Bahamas, this is what we're going to do, that's government policy right there. Right, that's government policy. If you send a matter to cabinet or a matter comes up in cabinet and the cabinet concludes the matter and says, this is what the government shall do, that is government's policy. You do that. If you go out there as a minister and you say, this is what the government will do, and the government head does not agree with you, the government head will tell you that is not what we're going to do, and you will go back and tell the public, I'm sorry, we'll not be doing that. This is the case. Or if the matter comes before cabinet and cabinet says that we will not be doing that, then you will have government. But if the government says nothing, the prime minister says nothing, the cabinet says nothing, then that's government policy supported, adopted by the prime minister now. So let me tell you, so we have a cabinet government, and its head is called the prime minister. There is no significant policy, no significant policy in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Let me give you an example of that, what I mean. Between the Bahamas Teachers Union and the Ministry of Education, representing the government of the Bahamas, that the head of the government, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, the First Lord of the Treasury, does not know about, involved in. Not a possible chance. Because no minister of education is going to commit the government of the Bahamas to any sum of money, without the Ministry of Finance approving it. And the Ministry of Finance ain't going to approve it if the prime minister don't know. So any negotiation happening between the Bahamas Union of Teachers and the Ministry of Education, the Bahamas Education Administrators, and the Ministry of Education, you could bet your dollar, bottom dollar, each and everything is being agreed, any substantive thing, by the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, especially as it relates to money. More often than not, it gets stuck right on money. And sometimes people say, oh, but it ain't money, it's overtime, or it's all of it is money, because it can cost the government money at some point to do it. So the notion that we are walking around and these ministers are doing things and the prime minister doesn't know is a myth. A myth. If the prime minister does not know about these things, we have a real problem in Houston. But it is a myth, I can tell you. It is a myth. The prime minister of the Bahamas and the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is a powerful creature. Knows what's going on in the Bahamas, and even when he didn't take the time to know, people just come and tell him, you know X, Y, and Z happening. Did you know that? Because I can't tell you any number of times, you will get a call from the Prime Minister, say, I understand X, Y, and Z happening. Why you think he know that? Maybe the PS going to whisper it to him? Some clerk whispered to him? Some person in the private sector who heard and was involved whispered to him. So this notion that these may be fired because they're the ones who are messing up and so forth and so forth, some of that might be true. But the reality is, on the policies that may be frustrating you, irritating you, agitating you, mandate government policy and therefore Prime Minister of the Bahamas policy. And so this notion that the Prime Minister comes behind and cleans up the mess and what have you, that's a myth. Our country does not work that way. Does not work that way. Okay? And so now, what you may be finding is a lot. These the members of the press and the media, they start now. They're starting to get an answer from a minister, man. They go right to where they know the answer is, right there by the prime minister. Right there. Right there. And at best, a prime minister could tell you. A prime minister could tell you, well, you know, let me find out. Let me get some details about that. At best, he'd tell you, no, we're not doing that. No. Oh, yeah. We're doing that. But don't fall for that. Don't fall for that notion that we have a prime minister who got people out there doing whatever they want to do, and he don't know. Ain't no minister that fool and stupid to be running around doing things and don't properly inform the prime minister. And the ones who do it, you watch and see what happens to them. Watch and see if they stay where they were before or they moved. It has happened in all these ministries. I remember they used to tell this story. One minister was out there doing this, doing the next thing, and so forth. Finland, sorry. Next thing you know, gone. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We take our final break. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
The power goes out, and suddenly, everything stops. No fan, no AC, no cold drinks, no comfort. But it doesn't have to be that way. With 100% financing on Jared Bank of the Bahamas, we'll help you keep your home powered and your family So don't sweat the next outage. Visit BankBahamas.com today and get the solution you need now. Stay powered with BOB Solutions.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and wins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Nassau, your next career opportunity awaits. Join the Great Stirrup Key Job Fair on Monday, June 29th and Tuesday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Department of Certified Lifeguards, landscapers, restroom attendants, cooks, assistant cooks, kitchen attendants, beach and yard attendants, environmental managers, assistant safety managers, and more. Bring your resume, passport, NIB card, and police record. Take the next step in your career with Great Stirrup Key.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. Y'all know y'all are special to me, right? because I decided on my birthday to spend these couple hours with you talking about the country's business. Thank you to all of you who have sent birthday wishes. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. C. Allen is something else now. C. Allen sends me a note about birthday wishes. C. Allen is a twin. And C. Allen tells me that I must send out a birthday wish for his identical twin, B. Asan Johnson, and his cousin, Philip Bat Angelos Rhodes. And he will be reading for himself because the two of them are celebrating their birthday, I think he said today. So, happy birthday to you, C. Allen, and to your twin. I hope you all enjoy your day as well. But again, I want to thank all of you, family, friends, neighbors, and such, for the well wishes. I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. All right? One texter here asked me, tell me 69 coming. You think? It's 69 coming. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. It seems as though the government of the Bahamas has invoked a dismissive attitude towards questions and accountability. This is dangerous. Bahamians are agitated, irritated, and are not pleased with the current state of affairs, which may lead to civil disobedience and unrest. But let me tell you what is also true. Somebody wants the FNM and the PLP and the CO, I mean the FNM, the COI, and this one and the next one to get together and go in the march. But here's what is also true, though. So let's say the government says Mr. Ellis did not have a contract with the government. I bet you anybody who worked on any housing project that Mr. Ellis may have been responsible for knows what happened and what was going on. In some of these matters that are taking place in the Bahamas, we don't need no march. The information is right there in the public. Information. Right there. But with the greatest respect, if this would happen, that would happen, that would happen, the next thing happened. And that could give as much revelation as any kind of march to try and get somebody to do something. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, listen here, man. I guess the surprise all around now, you know. You and I born on the same day, it seems. You and I are born on the same day.
Happy birthday to you, man. Happy birthday. You about 27 now, eh?
Boy, I wish I was. I wish I was.
Enjoy your birthday, my friend.
Hey, but you know what thing? You know, I think, you know, the issue here is not the question. The issue here is more about the questions being asked, you know.
Mm.
Are the correct questions being asked?
I see. Well, I don't know about that because in government, if people are asking questions and you are interested in the most enlightenment so that people don't have suspicion or misinformation and going around, then you try and answer a question as fulsomely as is possible so that you can shed as much light as possible. That's why transparency is what it is. And accountability is what it is. So you could be partially transparent and accountable, or you could be fully so, right? The more fully you are, then the less, even if people disagree with you, the less space there is for rumors and innuendos and suspicion. I would tell you all, I've shared this with you all before. Jesus was at, according to the Bible, sitting around the table with Jesus says, one of you who is with me will betray me. And all of a sudden, each one of them started asking the other one who could be. And all like them. So what Jesus did in saying what he did was raise what I call a table of suspicion. But you know what Jesus did shortly after that? He didn't let the suspicion continue. He who dips this bread with me, it is he. And the Bible says immediately Judas came and did so. And Jesus said to Judas, what thou hast to do, go do quickly. So what did Jesus do? Jesus said, I'm going to let this suspicion lingers, so this one start blaming this one, start being suspecting that one, and then I'm going to give you full transparency, full accountability. I'm going to let you know who it is. So you could all now rest assured that the culprit has been identified. And that's how you should do it. Because that's how we are able to avoid the sense in people that something untoward is happening. You're listening to Z Live. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon. Take care. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.